Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Brad Stolberg's The Way of Excellence, which I have to say, completely messed with my head in the best way. Sophie, I feel like you and I have both fallen into that trap of thinking excellence means just pushing harder, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly what Stolberg takes apart. Hi there, Sam. So the book's central idea is that real excellence isn't a straight line upward, it's a wave. You have periods of intense effort, what he calls the struggle, and then you have to have equally intentional periods of reset. And if you skip the reset, you burn out.
Yeah, and that struggle part, I loved how he reframes it. We usually think, ugh, I'm failing, this is awful. But he says that discomfort is literally the signal that your brain and body are adapting. Neuroplasticity happens right there in the friction.
Right.
But here's the part that really got me. He says the struggle alone isn't enough. The big mistake high achievers make is staying in struggle mode forever, thinking more effort always equals more results. But it doesn't, you just get injured or burned out.
That's where the reset comes in. And he makes this really interesting distinction between recovery and rest. Recovery is like sleeping and eating well. But rest is active. It's doing something that genuinely replenishes you, like being in nature or a creative hobby, not just scrolling your phone.
Yes, because most of us are chronically underrested. We're always on, even when we're off. And he argues that the reset isn't a reward for hard work, it's a prerequisite. Without it, the growth from the struggle doesn't stick.
So the wave is struggle, reset, struggle, and reset. But then the book moves to this bigger idea, the mosaic. And I think this is the part one needed to hear most. He says we're told to specialize, to find one thing and become a master. But that's fragile.
Exactly. A mosaic is a life with many tiles. Your work, your family, your health, your hobbies, and your community. And if one tile cracks, you lose a job or go through a breakup, the whole thing doesn't shatter because you've got other tiles to lean on. It's resilience through diversity.
And that connects to what he calls a grounded identity, a sense of self that isn't dependent on external success. You're not just your job title or your latest achievement. You're rooted in your values and your character.
Right.
He talks about self-observation, stepping back and noticing your thoughts without being consumed by them. Like, I am not my fear. I am the one who notices the fear. That space gives you freedom to choose how to respond.
And then there's the part about suffering. I was bracing for some superficial, just think positive stuff, but he doesn't do that. He says pain is inevitable, but you could transform it by turning toward it with acceptance, not resistance.
Yeah, it's about asking, what can I learn from this? Instead of, why is this happening to me? That's post-traumatic growth. But he's clear that it requires community and self-compassion. It's not automatic.
The last big idea is the long game. In a world of instant everything, he makes the case for patience and consistency. Showing up day after day, not for the viral moment, but for the slow, steady compounding of small actions.
And he ties it all together with keystone habits, small, non-negotiable practices that anchor your day. For him, it's a morning routine with quiet reflection, movement, and journaling. Not for productivity, but for presence.
Honestly, the one thing I'm taking away is permission to rest without guilt. I've always felt like if I'm not grinding, I'm falling behind. But Stolberg shows that the reset is where the growth actually solidifies. It's not laziness, it's part of the process.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So the book's real message is, excellence isn't about becoming a machine, it's about learning to ride the wave, build a mosaic, and play the long game. That's something I can actually live with.
It really is a beautiful, humane take on high performance. We'll see you in the next one.